Chop Sports Network presents Chart Choppers. Ladies and gentlemen, Chart Choppers here on the Chop Sports Network continues our breakdown of the top 10 players in each division. I am Alan Austin, and today I am joined by both Dave and Chris of the Chop Sports Network to do the AFC East. Gentlemen, how are you?
Good, man. I'm just happy to have you back in studio instead of all the remote stuff.
It's great to finally meet you.
I know. I traveled.
You never met him?
I feel like we might have met at some point in
Who knows? Yeah.
At a wedding or something.
Oh, that's right. There's some kind of family relation, right? Or some.
We'll call it family relation.
Sure. Okay. Got it.
Family.
Got it.
Yes. My family is friends. I have cousins who you're friends with.
Yes. Correct.
All cool. Right. Cool.
Yeah. So this is the AFC East. None of us really.
That's how bad it is already.
It's so bad. I can't even say it. My brain's just like, you don't need to. This is a division that I really personally have a more of like an NFL-centric interest than a specific interest. Like, I care about them because of fantasy and because of football, but I don't have a horse in the race. I don't know how you.
I mean, there's no horses in the race at all.
It's a weird thing that I have right now with New England because I hate Tom Brady so much that I'm almost rooting for Belichick to get something back. You know,
without
because
Brady.
Right now he
without
has an egg on his face without Brady, and I think Belichick
I don't think
is the,
any amount of like I don't think there's any comeuppance anymore. I think Brady has surpassed them. Nothing.
Oh well, it's there's no question about surpassed who necessarily.
Belichick.
No, stop. We can't talk like that. Belichick has coached in almost every Super Bowl in history. He was Parcells' assistant.
50%.
Seriously, Parcells. All right. Parcells never did anything without Belichick on his staff.
Very true.
I'll tell you what. There is no player to the level of Tom Brady on this list right off the bat.
No.
Now? Tom Brady now is still.
No. Tom Brady now
doesn't belong where he is in a lot of people's top lists. Yeah, no.
You don't think he'd be the best player in this division right now?
No.
Wait, based on accolades or based on
right now
skill?
No.
Interesting.
No.
Luckily, we don't have to get into that.
So, luckily, we don't until we get to the NFC North.
I think the biggest
South,
the biggest like point of caring for us here is that we are in the New York market primarily, and the Jets are a New York team.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say that I have a Jet, at least one Jet on this list, so that we do not get any unfair. You know, criticism that we're not considering all the, because you ask a Jet, they're all the best players that have just not gotten their chance to shine
yet. Correct.
All right. We're going to jump right into it with a Jet. And this is a Jet who has not yet played it down as a Jet.
God.
But he's somebody that I think, if healthy, if cooking, is a top 10 player in the division. And that's somebody who has finally come on the scene and matched his potential, Corey Davis.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going Zach Wilson.
No rookies.
No rookies.
I forgot.
Oh,
there are no rookies this. That will be on
the. Well, you said
list.
Hasn't played it down with the Jets, and I was like, well, he technically hasn't played it down.
I knew when he said hasn't played it down with the Jets where he was going with it.
Okay.
The bing went off. It was.
I love
Corey Davis.
I think last year. Me too. Me too. Well, I made plenty of mistakes with him with not playing him enough.
Yeah, he's one of those guys where he's a fringe starter.
Right.
So. It was almost like a Will Fuller for me,
mm-hmm.
where you would,
boom or bust.
I would start him, and he would do shit, and then I would sit him, and he would have four touchdowns on my bench.
Yeah. Look, I had a 16-team league with a Week 17 championship. I had to play Corey Davis every week, and he was great. He was great. I'm not going to keep him, but he was great. He's number 10. I think if him and Zach Wilson have good camaraderie, I think they have a couple young receivers that can give him more opportunities, and he might have another good year. So at number 10... J-E-T-S, Corey Davis, never been a Jet before this, but he's on the list as a Jet. Number 9, another wide receiver who I love. This might be personal bias putting him on the list, but I think DeVante Parker has all the talent in the world.
Is he another fantasy?
He has been. I haven't been able to get him every year, and it seems like whenever I do get him, he misses 8 games. But I think talent-wise, if he's playing fully, if he has a quarterback, if Tua is actually something to write home about, he's unbelievable. So
yeah,
I'm really
a big Parker guy.
He's a overachiever up to this point in his career. He's definitely outplayed any type of expectation that he's had, and I agree. DeVante Parker is legit. He's definitely legit.
Yep. So we will jump to number 8, where there's another Jet. You know,
how
so
the hell is there two Jets on this
two
list?
There's two Jets here, okay? There is a safety named Marcus May who could really be a difference maker with the defense helping him out, and I think pure talent-wise, he's really good. I don't think he's there yet accolade wise, but I think that, you know, he's playing for a lot this year. He wants that new contract. And when Jamal Adams left, he picked up a lot of slack that no one talked about. And this team might have gotten really blown out every game if he were not on the field. So I think pure talent wise, Marcus May is something special.
Okay. Yeah, there's no, you know, I guess these are the, you can't agree or disagree until you find out who's not on the list.
I'm waiting to see, because I know that there's at least one Jet that I'm expecting to hear. If there's no more Jets, then we're going to have a conversation.
We're going to have a conversation because there are no more Jets. Right. So when we get to the honorable mention. About, right?
The lineman.
Well, I thought about it, but.
Who, Quinton?
You're talking about Mekhi Becton.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I know, and I thought about it. He's on my honorable mention list. Okay, we'll get to why I didn't put him on yet. Okay, cool. But. He was definitely considered. Number seven, Mike Gesicki, the tight end for the Dolphins. I think he's really up and coming. I think he's going to be a top 10 fantasy
tight end.
This
division sucks.
I'm telling you, this division's not that great.
We covered him already on our Chop Sports podcast. Yeah. It was slim pickings. Like, oh, how many wins can New England get away with to win this division? Like 9, 10? Buffalo's good, though. But
Buffalo's a good team.
When it comes to... who the hell did you just say?
Mike Gesicki.
Mike Gesicki. I mean,
he's a Penn State guy too.
I think so too. I think he's probably the. Is it hard to say he's the best tight end in the division?
It depends how Hunter Henry and Jonnu Smith do.
Yeah, Jonnu Smith is really good, but all right.
But you can never trust New England's skill player. So
this is very true.
If we're talking, Hunter Henry's already hurt.
The last time The last time the Patriots had two premier tight ends, one of them just totally bit the bullet. Really, literally.
One of them has a Netflix documentary. Yes. All right, so Mike Gesicki, number six, Dante Hightower from the Patriots.
Coming back from COVID.
Coming back.
He didn't have COVID. He opted out, yeah.
He took the year off. That whole defense, I thought, took the whole year off.
Patrick Chung, yeah, a couple of guys.
Everyone's coming back. I think they are the only real challenge to Buffalo, and it depends a lot on whoever plays quarterback for them and how they do. But Dante Hightower, undeniable talent on the defensive side of the ball.
No complaints there.
Speaking of New England defenders, number five, Stephon Gilmore.
Expected him to be a little higher.
Me too.
That's fair. I think he's a top 10 cornerback. Not everyone would put him in the top 10. I think he's probably at number 10 in the whole league.
I might put him higher.
Put him higher than that,
too. That's fair. That's completely fair. I think there are two better corners in the division than him.
Yeah.
I got one in my head.
Howard.
Yeah. Don't blow this. Don't blow this.
We're not pulp fictioning this. We're not starting at the back and to the front. Okay. All right. We're gonna stay in order. Stephon Gilmore, really good. Number four, Tredavious White, another cornerback in the division who some people have as the best cornerback.
I got Gilmore over White in my mind. That's just me though. But yeah, White deserves to be on this list.
They're back to back. Yeah. You know, it's
interchangeable.
It's interchangeable. Mm-hmm. Really good stuff. And before we get to the top three, I'm going to go through the honorable mentions.
Sure.
Okay.
Rough division, guys. This was woof.
We got chose for this.
Buffalo has a lot of fringe guys who could really crack into the upper echelon. Jordan Poyer, Matt Milano, Tremaine Edmonds is a little older now. But Micah Hyde, all these are kind of like guys that have been around long enough. And if they haven't cracked the top 10 yet, they probably won't, but they're all really good. And
Micah Hyde. I like a Micah
combined.
Hyde.
They're like Megazord. You know, all the Power Rangers. Like
they don't have
any
holes whatsoever on Buffalo, but they don't have anything that blows you away.
Right.
Except for Diggs.
You know, I'm not much of a hockey guy, but I hear that's how the Tampa Bay Lightning have been built.
Gucci's a big Tampa Bay Lightning guy.
I'm a huge Tampa Bay Lightning fan, but I have no idea anyone on the team besides Stamkos because of NHL hockey in the video game.
I've heard they are built so that there's no real superstar and they're a real collective effort, and I kind of feel like that's how Buffalo is defensively.
And they're top three fan bases in the country.
Who?
The Buffalo Bills. Bills Mafia, baby.
Might be a stretch.
Top three?
Yeah. It's a stretch. NFL?
Yeah, you're right. So I'd put the Packers and the Giants ahead of them.
Okay.
Obviously, I'm joking with you, but I don't think.
I didn't say it was the Cowboys.
Just checking.
Top three fan bases.
As far as like craziness, I want to say the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, you didn't say craziness.
I mean, I'm saying loud.
Reputation for being insane. Yeah.
Yeah.
Number one.
Yeah. they're the reason why there's a lumber shortage in this country. Too many tables.
They have their own TLC matches. For real. All right. So those are my Bills. Honorable mentions, Byron Jones for the Dolphins, but he's not going to crack the top 10. Mekhi Becton.
You got paid like you got to crack the top 10. But, yeah.
Mekhi Becton's good. I think he's still got something to prove. You know, I consider him upcoming on a future episode. You talk about Justin Jefferson not having enough of a reputation. That's how I feel about Becton.
That's fair.
Pro Football Focus has him as the 29th best offensive tackle coming into the year. So they still see room for improvement. I see room for improvement. Other Jets that I thought, like, if Carl Lawson comes over from the Bengals and dominates, he could be a top 10 player in this division. Quentin Williams had a great second half last year. Give Jet fans a lot of hope. I know Jet fans that called him bust already.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think he's a bust. No,
they got a hard time. They have a hard time accepting anything good.
He's back now.
He's a good player, and he's on the up and up. And I think C.J. Mosley, you know, he's pretty good. So,
did you see his latest quote, by the way?
No.
Oh, man.
If you're taking us lightly, you're going to get blown out.
Yeah. Says the team that won three games last year. No, one game last year.
The Jets might be a bottom five team again.
I could see that. Yeah,
you know, I got them at 4-13.
I think they are going to finish fourth in this division.
Yeah,
with Dolphins third and then Patriots second, Bills first.
We'll see. Dolphins are on the rise too.
We're in lockstep there.
All right, and then you know, Hunter Henry, Isaiah Wynn, Jonnu Smith, Devin McCourty, all honorable mention.
Basically, the entire Patriots offensive line could be honorable mention because any one of those guys could, like you said, crack the top 10 with a great season. But all of them collectively, that line is real good.
They're real good, and the quarterback situation needs to be figured out. Yeah. Look, this is another division. This is a division where there's going to be one quarterback, you know, on the list. It's just we've done the NFC East, where Dak was the only. In a future episode, we'll talk about how Aaron Rodgers is the only one for the NFC North. And here, we'll get to him, but it's only one quarterback. It's a bad quarterback division. I don't think Tua is good yet at the NFL level.
I mean, he got benched a couple times last year I don't know if that was Flores overcoaching or anything like that, but like,
I don't think it was overcoaching. I think what it was is you have an obligation to the veterans in your locker room, and down the stretch, Fitzpatrick had a better chance of winning the game for them because he knew the offense better. The playbook was opened up, and in the fourth quarter, or even late in the fourth quarter, if your team fought the whole game, you have an obligation. You're looking these veterans in the face. They knew who gives the team the best chance to win in that situation, so you go with the guy that gives your team the best chance. They weren't tanking.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's my take on it.
I don't see him being a superstar in this league, period, at this point. And then, you know, the Patriots, Cam Newton's not a top whatever anymore.
When you said they got to do something about it, you mean like as long as Cam doesn't start, the Patriots have a shot, I think.
If Mac Jones is any good.
I think that we already know Cam is no good at this point. I think Mac Jones gives him a better shot.
Sure, but is he good?
We're about to find out.
He's a better relatively thrower quick. Of the football, I would say.
All
three of us are better throwers of the football than Cam Newton right now. This is like
I think right now the Patriots are they doing the three wild card teams this year?
Yeah, the same thing.
Okay, then they are a fringe eighth place team in terms of the playoff picture.
Okay, so only one team out of the East. The Bills win the division and everybody else is out.
I could make an argument that the Patriots finish with that third wild card. But
I think I got them at 9-8 when we did our preview. I think that's
it's going to be tough, but I think the Bills are going to be the three seed and win the East relatively easily. I think the Bills are going to have some trouble with certain other teams, but they'll win the division with no problems. I could see the Bills sweeping the division this year.
Hey guys, this is Kim from the Goddamn Jets podcast on the Chop Sports Network. And when you're me and you have to be on camera your entire life, you want to look your best. I need to tell you guys about Lashes by Kayla. They're my go-to for magnetic mascara, liner, and lashes. That's not all. Kayla offers eyeshadows, lippies, plumpers, blush, and more. This entire line is the first of its kind to market. The formula is vegan, cruelty-free, and hyperallergenic. Shoot Kayla a message on Instagram at lashes_by.kayla or visit shop.torybellcosmetics/kaylacosmetics.com.
I'm going to give at least one game to New England.
Okay.
But I think New England has a chance to win the division as well. I did pick Buffalo to win it, but it was very close for me.
Interesting.
I think Buffalo has a regression this year.
As a Giant fan, I like the Pats because we've beat them when it counts, so I don't have any issues with the Pats, and I almost root for them a little bit. But I just the quarterback position's rough.
As a Yankee fan, I can't root for anything Boston.
I understand.
They can really
he's
go.
A Tigers fan.
So I'm a Tigers fan.
He just simply doesn't get it.
You don't know the pain.
So that's it for the honorable mentions. Number three, someone you used to know very well, Stephon Diggs, wide receiver, Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, Gooch is under the impression he's going to have a regression of a year, but I think he's still top three receivers
in
football.
I say regression because you only have one career year. You know, so a regression out of Stephon Diggs is still a good season. I just don't see him repeating the leading the NFL in yards. Yeah, fair. It's going to be hard.
But you can't leave him off the top.
No, absolutely. Even. He's in my top three in the division, no question.
Yeah, me too.
Number two, Xavier Howard.
Yeah.
Probably the best cornerback in, you know, Jair Alexander is the best
and
cornerback.
And Ramsey would get to give it, but I put him up
I
there.
Also really love James Bradbury, as discussed on a previous episode, but Xavier Howard is a superstar. Yeah. I mean, he's going to lock down whoever.
He's almost traded. Almost traded. But
no, they were never going to do that.
I'm not talking about Dallas. I'm talking about general.
I'm talking about in general.
Oh, you
Miami,
just never thought
Miami
there was a
was
chance.
Miami was never going to do that. That's why they ponied up and gave him the incentives for this year to get him back.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think that he is the best player on the Dolphins, just flat out.
Yeah.
He's unbelievable.
It's not even close either.
No, it's not. I mean, if you look at my list, Mike Gesicki's next up. So, number one, Josh Allen. Just an electric quarterback. You know, he's still got a lot of holes in his game, but you've said in the past and in the future that it's a quarterback-driven league, and he has all the talent in the world, and I think he is the best player in this division. Any real gripes with that?
No.
No, I think he's a top MVP, six quarterback in the league.
Legit MVP candidate.
And he's a Mack truck running
back. Seeing where he's at in his career, the progression-wise, you expected him to take a leap last year, and he took a huge leap. So now even a small improvement on what that, you know, he might not even be better, but even just
he
staying
the
same.
He holds the fort. Yeah. He's unbelievable. And I love him.
And if he can't throw for whatever reason that day, he could get it done with his legs. He's just a complete player. He's big. He's like a more athletic version of a young Big Ben.
Yeah, and if you look good at comparison. The Pats' strategy to open the year last year, that's what they wanted Cam to do. Just run the ball. Cam doesn't have that anymore. Josh Allen still does.
Plus he's soft.
Yes.
Cam.
Little wimpy boy.
When it comes to fantasy, is Josh Allen top three quarterbacks?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's going to get you those running yards. He's going to get you those rushing TDs. He's and what he does for that community, what he does up in Buffalo,
he's a stud,
he's a legend already.
Absolute stud. Yep.
He's one of those guys you root for even if you don't care about the Bills. Truth. So
I don't know many people that dislike the Bills in general.
I like the Bills.
Right.
When I played last Madden, I bought, I think, what was the one with, who were the last cover guys for Madden?
I haven't played Madden in 15 years.
The
probably.
Last cover guys
I
from Madden.
I'm trying to think
Madden.
Of the
Mahomes
last one
was last year.
Wasn't Mahomes one?
This year was
Lamar
Brady.
Jackson?
Lamar Jackson
was
last
before
year.
Lamar Jackson?
Derrick Henry?
Patrick Mahomes. No. And he won a Super Bowl.
Was it Brady?
I don't remember. I haven't had Madden for a couple of years, but I got fired as the Giants GM. And the Bills took a chance on me, and I won Super Bowl after Super Bowl.
That is legendary.
I have.
That's so good.
You know, I got to.
How do you get fired in your own video game, dude?
So here's what I did. I disregarded the salary cap, and I had to trade the entire team for nothing. So I was playing with scrubs, and we lost a lot. And I don't play every game. I think I play all the offensive.
Simulate it?
I play all the offensive snaps.
I think that's what I do, too, at the last couple of years.
I suck at playing defense.
I'm not good at defense in that game, either.
My guy dives 5 minutes before the play's over. Like, it's horrifying. But the Bills took a chance on me, and I got to, like, the year where, like, the names made no sense.
Yeah. So it's like year 12 of a franchise
yeah.
where like Tua is about
every,
to be a Hall of Famer.
Every single yeah. player that's in the league now is out of the league and
correct.
You have all creative
all fake,
guys.
But you know who they are. You know what I mean? Like
this guy is very similar to me.
When like, I play Madden, I don't even play. I just manage.
Yeah. Simulate. GM, yeah, simulate.
When you get to the point where your favorite fake players are retiring...
Time to hang them
yeah.
up.
Right.
Put the sticks
to hit
down,
the whole
bro.
Yeah.
Put
button.
The sticks down.
Yeah. Quarterback Dalton Watkins for the Buffalo Bills throughout my franchise.
That's great.
Dalton Watkins would be on this list. So let's recap the AFC East. 10, Corey Davis. 9, Devontae Parker. 8, Marcus May. 7, Mike Gesicki. 6, Dante Hightower. 5, Stephon Gilmore. 4, Tre'Davious White. 3, Stephon Diggs. 2, Xavier Howard. 1, Josh Allen. Any real gripes or people I left off besides Mekhi Becton?
I'm sure if I did a deep dive on the AFC East, I'd be able to pick something apart. But overall, I don't have any problems.
No,
with
I don't either. Josh Allen being number one, not a lot of Jets representation. The Patriots, I don't know, man.
I feel like there is a lot of guys, like you said, that the Bills have, where there's some fringe guys where after this year, it could be a completely different list.
Right.
Outside of like two or three guys that are guaranteed mainstays, you might see seven new names on this top 10 next year.
Completely agree. And, you know, looking at like the rookies, this is a big league. This is a big division for future potential stars.
Elijah Moore, Zach Wilson, Elijah Moore, Michael Stewart.
A lot of guys.
Is that the Michael Carter.
I fucking keep him.
So, you know, a year from now, this list may look completely different for the AFC. But for now, AFC East, fellas, thank you for joining me. That's that.
Chop Sports Network presents Chart Choppers.